Welcome, everyone, to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers through the local journalism initiative funded by the Government of Canada. Have a little listen as we jump into this next piece. It is on the legendary mountain and well-loved ski hill and golf resort, namely Owl's Head. It celebrates its 60th anniversary this December 2025, and we have a special feature with Lillian Corman, one of the founders of the ski hill.
The round barn, I was promised a room for all our memorabilia mm-hmm. of Owl's Head, and there's a lot of it. If you'd have seen the party they gave us at the municipal, it was hanging there, and it just brought tears to your eyes. And it's in the garage, it's in the basement, it's upstairs, it's all. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, I hope it does.
Otherwise, it goes in the bin.
Right. But once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. Lillian Corman there, the wife and partner of Fred Corman. Together, they built Owl's Head, a mountain full of love, full of life, and built by the community of which it served. The dedication, incredible. I went to visit Lillian at their family home in Potton to capture some of the tales and some of the story behind this amazing woman's legacy and that of her family. As we take a moment to mark and celebrate the 60th anniversary of Owl's Head.
Lillian Sanborn.
So that's your maiden name, Sanborn.
Yes.
And I understand you were a Knowlton girl.
East Hill,
okay.
On the farm.
And your husband, Fred, he was raised in Potton?
He just lived down the road over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really local.
Yeah, he's local and I'm local.
Thank you so much for agreeing to speaking with us today for the radio.
It's all been said. We've gone hashed over all this many times, and there's a book being written now.
That's what I understand, a memoir mm-hmm. for your family's legacy?
Yeah.
When is that coming out? Do we know?
It should be in 26.
Okay.
It should be. It's a hard book to write.
There's so much history.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. We didn't start Owl's Head till 65. And it's been one day after another, not realizing what we were doing. You know, a vision.
What was the vision?
I don't know.
you kind of created it as you went.
Yeah.
Because I was driving into Mansonville and just the beautiful mountain looming from afar, and you see Jay Peak on the right, and it's just majestic, the area.
It's beautiful.
And what gave your family the idea to purchase the mountain now known as Owl's Head?
Well, I can tell you one how it began. This nice gentleman owned a piece of property at the foot of Owl's Head, and he wanted to sell it, and approached Fred, and Fred and I talked. Okay, no problem, we'll buy it. That was the first piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
There's five pieces of Owl's Head, different owners, and we all had to negotiate with them. Mm-hmm. They wanted to sell too.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember the other one. Anyway, it was, and then we finally got to the top and we got Owl's Head.
Amazing. And that was in December of 1965.
No, it would be 63.
That you purchased it.
It would have to be pieces of land. They didn't come easy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Worked our way up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But in December 1965, that's when it officially
opened. That's
when
we opened.
Okay.
Yes.
And I heard there were six trails.
Yeah.
Two chairlifts and a T-bar.
Mm-hmm.
And look how it's grown over these 60 years. It's wild.
Well, they've decreased the chairs now. They tore down the green chair. Rearranged the lake chair. It's not the same.
It's not the same, no. That's why I wanted to speak with you today as we're celebrating. Are you comfortable?
No, okay. No, I'm just going after something.
Okay.
I got Owl's Head all over the place.
Well, the front doormat's Owl's Head. I'm sitting on an Owl's Head towel. This is a serious legacy for your family. It's in your blood.
Oh, that's golf. You don't want golf.
Yeah, 50-year celebration, and here we are on the cusp of 60 years.
It's all in there.
I'm looking at a picture of you as a young couple.
That's the beginning.
That's the beginning.
That's the top of Owl's Head.
Wow. And what a view. What a view up there.
Yeah, that's the top of it's in the beginning. That's it right there.
Gorgeous. And your husband, Fred, what I read, took this on, or you as a family took this on as a hobby initially.
Yeah.
But he was
always was a hobby.
Really? So this wasn't a job, this was a life, the mounted.
Mm. It was a hobby. It was home.
It was home.
It was home to Carol and Mark. They grew up there. Oh, God.
That must have been just a wild playground for a child, you know? I grew up skiing at Glen Mounted, and it was like, I imagine the same feeling, like it was a family hill. You could get dropped off, your parents didn't worry, you were skiing with your teachers, the minister.
If your kid got lost, everybody looked for it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A real family community.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So how did you come upon the name? How did you name the mountain?
That's it. It came with the name.
Oh, it came with it.
It's not allowed to change.
Can you tell us the history of it?
Mony Boot, I don't, that's in another book.
Okay, that's no problem.
That's a real name. The Abenaki Indians arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a stone. The Abenaki Indians were there.
And that was the name of their chief, Owl?
Owl. Chief Owl.
Chief Owl.
Yeah.
Owl's beautiful. Head. That's a beautiful tribute.
And when we first started, we did a survey that the name should stay Owl's Head, not Mo-Ibu or some.
Right.
And the government said, no, leave it at Owl's Head. It was, that's
good.
The proper name.
Respecting the heritage of the place and the people who were here way before us. Way before us, the Abenaki. So when you were saying it wasn't a job, it was a life. What was like a particular or a regular day like for you?
You don't want to know.
No? It was sun up to sundown and beyond?
Yeah. That's it. You got up and you did what you had to do. It was a good job.
So you were, from what I read, managing the lodging and the restaurant part, and Fred was more operations?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That takes a real team.
And working at the same time.
You were working at the same time?
Working.
What were you doing?
I was in charge, but if they were short somebody, I piped in and I did the rooms. I did poutines up to my eyeballs. And I enjoyed it. I had a wonderful staff. Even from the beginning, we had a wonderful staff. People from Mansonville, you know, they wanted to work and they worked. We taught a lot how to work.
You were saying to me in a previous conversation that you gave a chance to everyone. You gave a job to people who needed a job, and
yes,
very important. If you wanted to work, you had a job.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And during all of this, like you were saying, you were working, but Fred was also the mayor from 65 to 69.
Yes, yes.
How did you guys do it all?
One day at a time.
One day at a time. And in our chat before on the phone, you were saying it was a family and community affair that made it run.
It was a big family.
And your family was three. So you were saying...
Well, it was a community that were people working for us with the family.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like you just make it happen. And you'd even sometimes pick up one of the cafeteria ladies or the cleaning ladies and drive them to work. And
mm-hmm.
just whatever needed to get done, got done.
I know that panorama hill. Oh, yes. I picked up the guests and brought them to dinner at night. If they couldn't work hard, they don't have no tires on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, you did what you had to do, one thing after another.
Right. And I guess it's about not overthinking it, but just being present and get it done. Whatever comes up, you do.
You do.
You do.
One thing after another. And it's new every day.
Well, that keeps it fresh, right? It's not boring. It's like,
so mom. There's nothing I can say. It's all there. That's a happy life.
Lillian Corman there. Part of the amazing Corman duo of Fred and Lillian, along with their daughter, Carol, who brought Owl's Head to us all to enjoy as a ski hill. From the marginalized to the millionaires, there was a place for everyone at Owl's Head. We keep chatting here with Lillian to find out more about what went into building this beautiful legacy we enjoy still today.
I was speaking to your daughter, Carol, and she was saying she started working at the Hill mm-hmm. at 13. Mm-hmm. So she's like, in the summer, I'd pick rocks to making hot chocolate to cleaning bathrooms. She's like, whatever was on the agenda, got done.
Yeah.
She even mentioned it was cute. She's like, sometimes, you know, I was waiting for my parents, so I'd go sleep, fall asleep on the beer kegs or the beer, beer stacks
until
it was time to go. That's quite a legacy.
Oh, they were young. Very young. She born in 61, so she's about 5 years old, 5-6, when she was up there with Mark, Paula.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are Mark and Paula?
Mark is Paula, Bob Richardson's wife.
And he was a Canadian Olympic champion
yes,
skier.
Yes.
Who was from this area as well?
In Knowlton. I don't know where he originated. Magog, I think.
And so a townshipper.
He was Olympic skier. He came fourth.
Wow.
And they didn't have the right skis that they had these days.
Right.
Bob Richardson was fantastic. And oh, he was fun to work with.
Oh, yes?
They came here, must be in 63 or something, and Bob was looking for a job. He'd heard about the ski area.
Mm-hmm.
It was being mapped out by somebody. And he wanted a job. So Fred hired him right away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob worked for him on the skiing, and he worked for him on the construction jobs. He was a very, very, I don't know what you'd call him, but... He'd try anything. He was great. He drove me crazy, but he was great.
A bit of a daredevil or a wild card?
Yeah.
And he was involved in mapping out, kind of
designing
the trails?
Yeah, him and, Fred, yeah, he was part of it.
Wow, you had some amazing help.
We did. We had great people.
Hmm. Do you have any particular memories or things that jump out?
No, I won't. No, I can't pick one.
And what about traditions? I know you had the annual hoot.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Just the hoot, that's it. The place was still standing when we went back in the morning.
God willing. Well, you were saying there were fireworks inside and outside sometimes?
Just about, yeah. The fireworks are a little rough inside, though. They weren't lit. That's okay. It was their party.
What different times, eh? It was so much more, it was freer. People were just freer.
Yeah.
Your expression, for better or for worse, right?
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Everything was special.
Carol also mentioned, your daughter, how Christmas was a busy time, but you didn't have a traditional family Christmas. Could you tell us about that, that tradition?
We didn't have a family. We were at the hill, Carol, Fred, and I, and one or two staff. But Christmas, I don't know if it was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, that we called them the Misfits.
The Christmas of Misfits.
Yeah, and people that didn't have they didn't have anybody to cook for them or
celebrate
with. Didn't matter who they were. We just put them around the table. We all had a meal.
Imagine how that would have felt for everyone. You know, just some place where you're welcomed and you're celebrated and you share in the joy of Christmas together. Mm.
'Cause we work Christmas Day all every year and gave most of the staff the day off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you'd have your own family Christmas outside of
If we had one.
Oh boy. There's a lot of sacrifice that went into it. Or you could look at it the other way. It was
sacrifice, yeah, maybe, but I don't know. We did it. That's it. That's all I can say.
What a humble, beautiful soul. Down to earth. I don't know if they make them like that anymore. Lillian Corman there. And a thank you goes out to her daughter, Carol. And a shout out to Fred, who is a visionary before his time. We look now to present day and to the future of Owl's Head and find out how they're celebrating the 60th anniversary and what's to come.
Okay, Monsieur Philippe Olivier Venat, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Holly. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
So what's your role at Owl's Head?
So I am the Director of Customer Experience and Hospitality at Owl's Head. So essentially, if there's a customer involved, I am as well in one way or another.
Lovely. The solution maker.
Something like that. Yeah.
Wonderful. So can you just take me back a step? When was Owl's Head purchased by the new owners, and how do we refer to them?
So the new ownership purchased the mountain in 2018. And so, as you probably know, the mountain was founded in 1965. So there was a fair bit of history, and we've been proud to carry the torch and advance, keep it moving into the future since then. So with the purchase, we renamed it from Owl's Head to Destination Owl's Head.
Okay.
And
I read on your website, like, you've done a nice job pulling in the history and where it's going. And it's described as a visionary project, an expansion of the offering. How do you describe that?
Well, I'd say the offering has grown not only at the mountain. Of course, there's been more real estate being developed on the mountain. But for the actual mountain itself, the developments would be, modernizing the chairs, large investments into the snowmaking systems to ensure that we have a quality snow earlier in the season, and that the season, so it can start earlier, and so that the season lasts till about mid-April.
Yes, last year was exceptional, and this year you have a hot start.
We've had Mother Nature on our side from about mid-November, which has been really nice. We haven't had a big kind of thawing out until so far this year, which has allowed for a lot of natural snow to be mixed in with the snow that we've made to really create a product of exceptional quality.
So the ski hill started off with 6 trails back in 1965. What are we up to for trails, and how many chairlifts?
So it started with, as you said, 6 trails. I believe there were 2 chairs and 1 T-bar, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. It's a little before the time of my birth, so you'll forgive me if I don't have all of the details. That being said, we are now at 50 trails with 6 chairs total, including our magic carpet on the beginner's hill.
So you can really truck the people up and down and get a lot of runs in a day.
Absolutely. And we went from, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but we went from 2 double chairs to now just about all of them are quads, with the exception of one of the chairs.
Okay, so we're looking at this year as a very special year. It marks the 60th anniversary of the ski hill. How will you be celebrating 60 years?
So it's a very exciting time. Again, it's looking at the whole past of it, living it in the present, but also, where do we go from here? So looking at the future. But to kick off the season, we've actually got three big events coming up this very weekend. So Friday night at the Le Hibou Resto Bar, we will have a quiz night. So people can form teams of 1 to 4 people and join us in a little festive and friendly quiz night. Saturday, also on the 20th, is going to be the official 60th anniversary après-ski.
Oh,
So that's going
fun.
to be the big party of the year. Really, set the tone for the season. It's going to be a lot of just fun and festivities. And then Sunday, as I mentioned before, we're also really looking to the future. So it's what we're calling the Youth Day. You can think of it as the Next Generation Day or the Day of the Succession. So it's a family-friendly morning dedicated to the skiers of tomorrow. So there will be two races with obstacle courses. So one in the morning for children aged 3 to 5, and then one a little later in the morning at 11 a.m. for children ages 6 and up.
It's such a special time to learn how to ski when you're malleable and you're like in your marshmallow suit, and it's amazing. They can hardly walk, some of them, in their ski boots, and phew,
And
good.
yet they love it. So it's I learned at that age, and I'm so glad I did because it's such a great sport and a beautiful sport, and there's no better place to do it than Owl's Head.
Absolutely. And the view from the top is like époustouflant. Like it's breathtaking.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You don't get tired of it. You can
No.
look at that every single day, and you will not tire of looking out at that view on Lake Memphremagog.
That's so special. So you mentioned not catering to, but remembering the past, where we are today, and moving forward. And I wondered if there are any traditions that had been built by the Cormans and the previous generation of skiers that you maintain, and if there are new traditions that you'll be putting in place.
So I wouldn't speak to traditions quite as much as to their legacy and the spirit of the place. So of course, with the new ownership group in 2018, some changes were made. Of course, some people were a little reticent, those who had been skiing there for, over 4 decades at that point, which is entirely understandable, of course. But I'd like to think that we've done a very good job of kind of honoring those values of being family friendly, of being more affordable, and kind of a very close-knit community. And I think that we've really been able to take that legacy from Fred and Lillian Corman and keep moving it into the future.
Nice. Do you still carry on the hoot?
Of course we do. Of course we
Yes.
carry on the hoot. So that's always at the end of March on the, I believe it's the 29th of March this year, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, absolutely. We still do the hoot. The slush cup is back after a couple of years of hiatus. And that's also, so we've got some good action to start the season, to end the season. And believe it or not, we will have good action all season long, with Wednesday nights with some acoustic music in the restaurant and our après-skis on Saturdays.
Really, really fun. Thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. And we wish you a really brilliant ski season and into the full year. It's a full season resort now with the golf and
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's something for everyone any time of year. So that's one of the things that we love and that we've really been working on developing.
Merci, Philippe Olivier. This has been
Ben, merci à
lovely.
vous.
Have a great ski season.
Thank
Bye.
you, Holly. Thank you for taking the time.
So, best of luck to Destination Owl's Head as they continue on this beautiful legacy started by the Corman family. We wish everyone a wonderful ski season and a beautiful celebration. I'm Holly Bailey for 99.1. This is through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.